We have the local enterprise offices that we hope to have up and running from early April, what is currently the County Enterprise Board. We also have significant changes coming in the local development sector and its interaction with councils. We have an alignment process there that I suppose sets out new arrangements to replace the County Development Board, where we will have local community and development committees and a corresponding arrangement on the enterprise development side. Beyond that, then, we have the logistical arrangements around the elections and indeed catering for 37 members after the local election, where we currently have 29. We have the merger of the town council business as it presently exists across the county with the county council business. And again, we have to make arrangements for the abolition of town councils from the local election time.
Has sufficient meat been put on the bones, as it were, by the Department of the Environment? We know there's talk of municipal districts. Has the minister and the department actually fleshed out exactly how that will work?
Well, I suppose that the legislation and the guidance with the legislation sets out what each council may do. There's a lot of enablement within the legislation. I think, to be fair, in a local scene, the change that might be in place post the local elections from what is there previously won't be as much in Donegal as most other parts of the country, primarily because Donegal County Council developed a very significant local electoral area presence with local electoral area committees and staff and management based in the various electoral areas across the county. The municipal districts, of which there will be five, one for each of the local electoral areas, will be taking that as a baseline and developing it further. So the change for us in that respect for the municipal districts is not as significant as it might be in other councils.